bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." When General Lee came up the road toward Gettysburg, there was a German lady named Hannah who tried to protect her town. She grabbed a broom and stood in the middle of the road to block the Southern army. With smiles, the Confederates gently moved her to the side. Years later, Hannah explained, "I didn't think I could do anything, but I wanted them to know what side I was on." Last month, up around Anchorage, Alaska, an 85-year-old lady, Dorothea Murphy, showed the world whose side she was on. Taking his golden retrievers with him, her husband, a retired bush pilot, had gone out for a walk. He hadn't gone far before the dogs alerted, and he spotted a moose. At the same time, the moose spotted him. The husband, George, dove into a snowbank for protection. It didn't help much. The moose started to stomp him. That's when 97-pound, 5-foot-tall Dorothea went into action. She grabbed a grain shovel and started to hit the moose. She hit the moose in the body and in the head, and the moose beat a retreat. Understand, hitting a moose with a shovel is not a recommended practice in Alaska or anywhere else. Even so, Dorothea felt she had to show whose side she was on. Sort of like Moses at Pharaoh's court, King David standing before the giant Goliath, or the apostles taking their first steps to bring the story of the Savior's salvation to the Roman world. Each of these had to show whose side they were on. I guess anyone who has really seen the commitment and compassion, the surrender and the sacrifice of the Savior, cannot remain unmoved. That's why when the chips are down and a challenge presents itself, the Holy Spirit empowers us to action, to do what is necessary so we might show whose side we are on. We pray. Dear Lord, you have told us to take a stand for the Savior who gave his life so we might be forgiven and saved. There are times when taking that stand can be mighty intimidating. At such moments, replace our fear with a desire to show the world whose side we are on. This I pray in my Savior's name. Amen.